For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Midlife Mail Podcast time. Greg Scheinman here. Thank you guys so much for joining me once again this week and every week as we keep the Midlife Mail growing. It is the mission here to help men navigate middle age, achieve a better quality of life. And this week I have my man Tom Deegan from Ladder joining me. He is certainly out there with a product that is changing lives, has added to my health, wellness, fitness, has solved a problem. Actually, I'm not going to say problem. Solved a challenge, replacing problem with challenge that I had been having regarding motivation and programming. You know, I built out this garage gym. I've got pretty much everything anyone could need and more. I've been very fortunate to do that. But even with all that and my years of training, the certifications that I have, sometimes you walk in there and you're just lost and you just don't really feel like, you know, you don't really feel like doing it. We're going to talk all about Ladder, the app and the platform that he has created that is solving that challenge for people, regardless of what age, stage of health, fitness, life you're at, and how he's been able to recruit and sign some of the top trainers in the world to be part of this platform, how it works, what it's doing, why guys like me are utilizing it and finding it valuable. We're going to get into that. Voice may be a little bit, got Thunderbird bar in my teeth right now. Just had one coming off a workout myself. Needed to get a little snack in. I love these Thunderbird bars. They're really good. Great brand out of Austin, Texas. Love the flavors. I've talked about them before. About 250 calories per bar. All natural ingredients in there. Nothing that I would not eat in my everyday lifestyle and on my nutrition plan. So I really love them. And I just wolfed one down right before I started doing this intro. Also, Huron. Getting a lot of questions about Huron. The site is usehuron.com. My promo code is MLM20. This is my face wash. This is my body wash. They've got a great new shampoo and conditioner. Not that I need it, but my boys are using it. And the eye stick is a go-to for me, daily staple every single day to reduce the puffiness of my eyes and give me a fresher appearance. Who wouldn't want that? So there it is on Huron. Also getting questions on aminos, BCAAs, ECAAs. I do take ECAAs. I'm using Kion. Those are really good. And I also take eBoost, which are BCAAs. I really love the flavor. And throughout the day, I mix an eBoost in with my water to make sure I get enough BCAAs. That promo code is MLM20. I've had Josh Takeman, the founder and CEO, on the pod before. Really great stuff they're doing at eBoost. Canvas 1839. I'm just going through the list of questions and DMs that I've gotten this week from you guys. Keep them coming. I will tell you what I'm into and what I know, and then go out and make your own assessment on this. Canvas 1839 CBD. I use the tincture. I use it every night. I put a dropper full of it under my tongue. It's amazing. It's another Austin brand. Really clean, really effective. I love the information that they put into their package, you know, showing you the testing, the results. They're really transparent with everything. I've tried a lot of CBD brands and this tincture works great. And so does their muscle relief cream. So check them out. Promo code MidlifeMail20. And then lastly, Sunlight and Saunas. I ordered my Sunlight and Sauna. It's sitting in my garage right now. I've got the Signature One series. I was referred to these guys through my buddies over at Restore Hyper Wellness. I'm just clicking over right now to take a look at the Sunlight and website. You guys can do the same thing. I mean, this Signature One that I've got, again, in my garage, I've got it on a dedicated circuit. This thing gets up to, you know, 150 degrees. It's got a great stereo system in there so that the Bluetooth works with my phone. I can listen to podcasts, meditation music. It's got amazing, relaxing lighting in there. I don't think you guys are going to find a more beautiful, therapeutic, far infrared sauna out there. I'm loving it. I'm in mine every single day. So check them out at Sunlight and Saunas. That's not an ad. That's not a sponsor. That's just something I have and I am into and I am using. So there you have it. All right. Let's talk Tom Deegan. Let's talk ladder. Let's get into this show. Tom's got a great story. You're going to hear it from him. A background in finance. He's been a trader for years. He's a Notre Dame guy. I'm a Michigan guy. We talk about that just a little bit. But Tom was an initial investor in Ladder, co-founder in Ladder. He has since relocated to Austin, Texas, and gone all in running Ladder. So we talk about that transition from the world of finance, the world of trading, moving your family to another place, and getting a business up and going and transitioning, pivoting, and trying to make that work. Obviously, with COVID, it's a whole new ballgame in health, wellness, and fitness. These guys are doing something really unique and really special. He was cool enough to let me check it out. Let me dig into that app. Let me try some of the different training programs, see how it works, function in and around the community. And I've really gotten hooked on it. So hopped back in the car, drove down to Austin, sat down with Tom, and we chopped it up on all things Ladder. So let's get into it this week. Midlife Mail podcast, Tom Deegan, co-founder, president at Ladder. All right, guys, Greg Scheinman here with you, Midlife Mail podcast from the headquarters, the Austin, Texas headquarters of Ladder. This place is fucking awesome. Can I just come out and say that from the get-go?
Hell yeah, you can. It's good to have you back.
This place is stellar. So you walk in here. Let me paint this picture, guys. You walk in here, and it's this warehouse. Walk in the door, and it is like the ultimate personal training gym compound. It's black, it's white, so it's all my favorite colors. Are those even colors? I don't know. But it's black, and it's white, and it's turf, and it's got every toy in here that you could want to play with if you are into health and fitness and wellness. This is super cool.
Yeah, we're pretty spoiled. It was a big piece of the puzzle, though. The business was originally based in Boston, and then we moved it down here to Austin because we really wanted to engage the local community. We wanted to be able to use this gym, which we've invested in, that is housed in our office, to engage the community, to have relationships with some local trainers, certainly to shoot content. A lot of that has changed, but it's a huge perk for our employees, even though most of them currently work from home. A few of us that do come in, it's our private gym, which is nice.
And we're overlooking it right now. Again, if we could just kind of paint the picture, look out the window, like there it is in front of us. Your office is upstairs, kind of in the loft, overlooking, you know, the gym below. And it's super motivating. And we were talking before we started rolling on this, like, what a cool thing to kind of be able to operate your business from a place where you feel your strongest, like you feel your most confident.
Yeah, it's necessary too, I think, when you're trying to do something hard, like build a startup, build a technology startup, because you're spending, you know, all your weight. Anytime you're not there, you're with your family. And unfortunately, you know, you're usually working on weekends. And so it's nice when you can at least be working at a place where you can take a break and get a workout in, grab a shower. Just a place where you want to be, like you said. We could use a little bit more natural light in here, but at least we have really high ceilings. So,
absolutely. You mentioned, you know, just family. So I just want to jump on that really, really quickly. What is your family situation?
Yeah. So my wife and I have two kids. We have two boys, a 4 and a 6-year-old, who are both in school here in Austin and loving it. We've been here for 2 years now.
So you're right in the thick of it. That's a workout in itself.
Yes.
Okay. Right there.
Yep.
And you moved to Austin, you said 2 years ago, from where?
From the New York area. We were in Manhattan for close to 10 years and then up in Darien, Connecticut for a couple.
Okay. So this is, you know, the Wall Street background to Austin, Texas, wife, family, kids, health and wellness startup, you know, here in Texas. And I moved from New York to Texas. Mine's 18 years ago. I didn't know I was going to be involved in any way, shape, or form with health and wellness, you know, at the time. Tell me your story about, you know, being in New York, your background, and, you know, when you kind of put that transition together for us.
Yeah, I'll back it up even a little further and give you just give you more perspective. So I grew up in the Boston area originally, and then went to college out in the Midwest, which is where I met my wife. So we've been together for a long time.
That was Notre Dame, but that's your problem, right? Okay,
Notre Dame. Yeah,
as a Michigan guy.
That's right. We get that in common. And spent the next 11 years after college in New York City in the hedge fund industry. So I was trading credit and equity derivatives. My partner and I, we managed money on behalf of some of the most sophisticated institutional investors around. But I think most interestingly, my career started in June of 2007, which, you know, I'm a trader, just to paint the picture for you, at a hedge fund that specializes in mortgage-backed securities on the eve of the great financial crisis. So I got a front row seat, you could say, to certainly the last innings of what were pretty spectacular, you know, excessive risk-taking on Wall Street, particularly in the mortgage-backed securities part of the market, and then got to see, you know, it completely undone, you know, front row as well, as that was kind of the epicenter of that particular crisis. So that was, you know, that was an awesome experience. Our AUM was almost $2 billion at its peak in 2008, but we ended up actually returning all of that money to clients. So, you know, the entire asset class was obviously deleveraging. Our investors needed liquidity, and we were contractually obligated to give it to them. So despite being short subprime and CDOs and all the other funky stuff, we had to take off the winners and the losers. This was obviously a great, I guess, first experience in crisis management. But I learned a couple things pretty quick in at least those first few years on Wall Street. One was that I liked taking risk. And the other was that I thought I was pretty good under pressure. I learned that pretty quickly. So thereafter, I soon became the head trader of our fund, and a partner in the firm. And eventually we built that business back up from zero to $1 billion of AUM, which is much harder the second time around. So obviously a great opportunity for me as a young guy on the desk who stepped up at a hard time and then, you know, was able to participate in the, you know, in the rebuilding in a, you know, in a pretty meaningful way. So it was a great experience, to say the least.
But you're not doing it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, what was that? Was there a tipping point that you said, okay, I'm not doing this anymore, or I'm taking my chips off the table? You know, I always, there's a story here. We've heard it about guys on Wall Street.
I think it just comes down to, you know, when you're passionate about something, you're good at it. And I was obsessed with all things finance. And that sounds dorky, but, you know, read every single book there was to read about trading and global macro markets. I was just, you know, that's, you know, despite being a huge, the only other thing that I might be checking out is a Boston sports game. But even then I would never once go to ESPN. I'd just be on, you know, Zero Hedge or reading books about trading. And I think that's why I was good at it. But there was a turning point where I think I was all of a sudden less excited about it. I think it was, you know, it was definitely around 2012 where, you know, I'd been whatever it was at that point, five years in the industry. And, you know, as a young person on Wall Street, sometimes you get the opportunity to, you know, take a lot of risk and get a lot of responsibility quickly. I think that then goes and, you know, can certainly impact your ego and whatnot. And I think I think I just stopped learning. Like I started outsourcing the learning to the younger, smarter guys that I was hiring to work under me, and was able to kind of put it in autopilot a little bit. And I didn't notice it happening at the time, but it definitely did happen. Looking back, I kind of lost that fire as it relates to trading, and I think it definitely transitioned to something else, which was technology. I'll never forget. It was I think it was fourth quarter around then. It was definitely fall or winter in New York, I think 2011, the first time I used Uber. And I remember it came to New York, was the second city after San Francisco. And I remember immediately just saying like, oh my God, like I've never experienced anything like this. Like it was so cool. I remember being at a bar with some friends and I'm like, you know, someone's about to hail a cab and I got this, you know, SUV pulling up. I'm like, oh no, guys, we're good. Like I called a car on this app, you know, and that blew me away. I immediately for the next year harassed every Uber driver that I came across asking, you know, who he works for and how do I invest in this company? And at the time I didn't know much about investing in startups, but that's when it all began. I transitioned from reading about, you know, from reading about currency crises and different trading stories to now reading about, you know, guys and girls my age who are building these companies that didn't exist only a few mm-hmm. years ago, that we were using every day in our lives. So like, you know, now had something new I was excited about, which led me to investing in some startups, really just to learn. It was by way of friends that either worked at tech companies out in SF or maybe friends that worked as venture capitalists out in SF. But that's when my focus really kind of shifted to Wall Street's cool, but there's something that's even cooler, that folks my age are doing. And that's what led me to Ladder. And like I said, I never thought I would leave trading and maybe end up back there someday, but there was something about what was happening, with technology, and Ladder, I'll tell you the story with Ladder now. So, I've been involved with Ladder since the beginning, and I'm a named co-founder, but I was originally the money guy, the investor, behind it. So this was 2016 and, was introduced to the company and was really excited about this story around democratizing access to personal training and really just the bigger macro thesis around digital fitness. And so that was exciting. And I didn't realize how deep I was going to get in this company. I put a meaningful amount of money in and vouched for the company and pitched this to my network and raised all the money from my network, at least in those early days, and then kind of kept getting more involved, you could say. So fast forward to 2018, and it was still really bullish on digital fitness, but it seemed as if we were maybe overspending. Looking back, I'm just going to Monday morning quarterback for a minute. We were maybe overspending on a product that didn't quite have product market fit yet. Mm-hmm. But again, super excited about digital fitness and thinking, you know what, I'm already pot committed to this and I'm not afraid to go and see if I can help out in any way. So I joined the company full time and left my fund. That was in Q4 of 2018. So November, December. My condition for joining, so I joined as president, and my condition for joining was that we moved the business down here to Austin. So that is how Ladder ended up down here, and I then brought my family down. And
how was that conversation personally and professionally? How was that different also?
Yeah, I mean, professionally, it went well because my partner and I had now had this, you know, unbelievable relationship. He was the guy that hired me out of undergrad, who then, you know, became, you know, made me his partner in the business. And, you know, we had become great friends along the way. And he knew how crazy I was about Ladder, and I had been telling, you know, everyone about digital fitness and talking about things that no one really cared about at the time. and so he was supportive, and we figured out how to make that happen where I could exit from that business in a way that was left the company in a good position. They brought in a stronger financial partner and was able to come down here. The conversation with my wife, that was different, you know. But she's always been super supportive, and I think was also excited about a new adventure, you know, you know, leaving, you know, she wasn't from the New York area. She was from St. Louis, Missouri. I think loved living in the Northeast and expected we would, you know, we would stay there. Mm-hmm. But she's a gamer and was, and makes friends quickly. So she's loving it down here in Austin.
That's awesome. The quality of life is great. I mean, I didn't have that conversation with my wife because my wife was from Houston. She's mm-hmm. from Texas. I was the New Yorker, you know? And I think in a lot of cases, you're either like a lifer, you know, in New York, or you're like, okay, I'm getting out of here. Like all my friends, they're lifers. Like,
yep.
They've never even thought, I don't think, about living necessarily anywhere else. I was, you know, kind of always of the mindset, like, kind of want to get out of here, you know? So it wasn't really a tough sell, you know, for me to come down to Texas. That being said, my first visit was in August, and I was like, how do people live here?
Yeah, my first my first time coming down to actually check it out when we're thinking about the same thing, it was like July, and it was like 108 out, but... You know, I still just felt like there was something going on here. It just seemed like there was better access to talent down here, that it was, like you said, a much better quality of life, more balance.
Certainly a lot of focus on health and wellness, yes, particularly in Austin, piece. You know?
Totally. It seems like, it just seemed like a great place to build a, you know, a direct-to-consumer brand in the, you know, in the health and wellness space. So that's obviously paid off.
Let me ask you a little bit about like your personal approach to health and fitness. You know, yeah. I know you got, I mean, you use some great terminology in referring to, you know, ladder and kind of that rationale of getting involved in the business and financing it down there. Was fitness a thing for you? Like, was it a priority for you when you were on Wall Street? Was this filling a void, or the idea of this filling a void for you? Or did you look at it as like this is the future. I can see the future. I'm looking at this as a business and an investment. You know what I mean? Like, was your passion in health and wellness, your passion in business, or both?
It's the latter, that where it started, but naturally, you know, it's pretty cool that when you happen to believe that there's a huge, you know, economic opportunity where you can build something really cool and potentially valuable, but in a space that you've always wanted to be in. Like, I always wanted to be more passionate about fitness. You know, I always went to the gym and worked out, but I don't think I ever quite, you know, knew. I always was the guy who needed the personal trainer. You know, I had to just shell out all the money. I wasn't self-motivated like you, you know, or I was, but I would check the box. You know, you go to Equinox and hit the treadmill, take the sauna, and you're good to go. So no, for me, it was definitely the business opportunity and the thesis around digital fitness, but also being super excited about myself. You know, now, you know, I'm 36 years old now, and with two kids, it was, you know, you're starting like in your 20s in New York working on Wall Street, it's like the opposite of healthy. You're not sleeping at all. You're drinking too much. And you know, that's a big part of moving to Austin too. That's just it's much better balance down here. So
do you see, like, from a balance standpoint, has that changed for you? Like, I've seen, you know, even for me, like this swap of like night for day, you know, like where you start to,
absolutely,
you know, get excited about and who you're spending your time with and what activities are cool versus what maybe used to be you know?
No, it's amazing. You know, I got a Whoop on one wrist and an Apple Watch on the other. And I'm now very aware of, you know, when I do go out, you know, on a Friday or Saturday and have a couple cocktails or a glass of wine with my wife, I notice how it impacts my sleep. And I, you know, question that decision the next day, and it makes me more mindful going into the following weekend. On top of that, you can surround yourself with people here, other entrepreneurs, a lot of them now making me feel older, folks coming in from LA and New York, who, you know, I went to a dinner with some other founders here a couple weeks ago, and no one at the table, there was eight of us, even drank. I was doing dry January, so I wasn't drinking. And the bartender knew me and was like, I came in. He's like, oh, at least someone's here finally going to order a cocktail. And then I told him I was doing dry January. He was not happy. But that's, you know, that's great. And things are evolving, you know. And I think that's, you know, that speaks to the opportunity. Everyone's mindful of it.
Yeah, it does. And I also think that, you know, look, even the fittest, if you will, and healthiest people, you know, that are out there, I mean, we're all, you know, we're balancing a lot of things, or attempting to balance, yep, a lot of things, family, fitness, finance, you know, food, nutrition, and we're swapping some 10,000 gear right now. So we give a shit about some fashion and style, yeah, you know, we want to have substance with our style, you know, also, and have fun, you know, at the same time. So I've, where I was going with this is a lot of the guys you see out there that are the best and brightest at what they do, and some of them are on the Ladder platform, and we'll get into that too. Every meal is not perfectly, you know, healthy. Every macro is not counted. You know, every night is not, let's say, alcohol free, you know, per se. And it gets back into the notion of consistency.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
Consistency and routine and discipline, and you know, you fall off a little bit, or you don't even call it that, but then you regulate. You say, okay, yep, I'm gonna pull it back in, you know, the next day. And I like your perspective a little bit on kind of how, like, I've just seen that when you're ingrained in the lifestyle, you know, it's not as extreme as people make it out to be. It's not as, you know, unattainable, you know, yeah, or as difficult. Like, it really is a lot about, you know, balance and consistency and sustainability and longevity, and not saying a hard no, you know, to everything,
yeah,
you know, and only a hard yes, you know, to everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I think that I don't think that I could have, like, I couldn't have had the balance that I have now, though, or forget working at a fitness company. It just wouldn't have happened, you know, living in New York before. I think that it's different now. Not only do you have, you know, insights that you're getting from something like a Whoop that's actually showing you with data, right? Like, I look at that all day. So it's like, am I not going to listen to this? It's saying that despite sleeping for 8 hours, I actually didn't get much sleep because I was, you know, turning over and my HRV was dropped and my heart rate was elevated. And so then I think that certainly makes you more mindful next time you do drink. But then on top of that, you have great choices now. Athletic Brewing makes an unbelievable beer that, for a beer drinker, you know, you drink their IPA or their stout and it tastes as good as, you know, your favorite IPA. Mm-hmm. And it's got this, you know, amazing brand behind it. So I think this just, there's more choices, and there's just, it's a matter of surrounding yourself with other like-minded people. So, Austin's an easier place to do that.
Yep.
You know,
I do. Obviously we're going to get into talking about Ladder and talk about the app. One thing that I really like about it is, you know, the accessibility and kind of the approachability of the trainers on Ladder, you know, that you've associated with and you've got deals with. And there's some best trainers out there in the world. Again, like, sometimes there's this barrier to entry, or people feel like there's this barrier, like, almost, I have to get in shape to work out, you know,
yeah,
or I'm not ready, you know, to do that, or this is intimidating, or this is, like, what I find you guys have really done well, consciously or not, and you're going to tell me about this, but there's something very approachable, something very accepting, you know, and inviting about the Ladder app and the way the trainers take you through,
yeah,
the workouts.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, press play. That's all you gotta do. Like, it removes the guesswork. Like, that's why we have a completely free 7-day trial with no credit card up front. Cause we're like, listen, there's a lot of apps. The last thing the world needs is another fitness app. This one's different though. And when people press play and they see Rain or Bobby Maximus or Jennifer Jacobs all of a sudden on the screen talking about the workout you're about to do that day that other folks in the team also did that day. And then they take you through that entire workout. You know, you're seeing them, you know, as high quality video of the movement filmed here in our studio, but then we've disaggregated the audio from the video so that your coach is taking you through each workout with fresh coaching each week. But, and not just there to teach you the movements, but to make it fun like they would if they were there with you in person, you know? They're there talking about, you know, Rain's talking about ASAP Ferg and whatever tunes he's listening to. Bobby's, you know, he's doing his Sunday sermon and he's, you know, he's telling you about the, you know, Book of Bobby verse 10, you know, and then they all bring their unique superpowers. But so that's it. I think what you're getting at is that, you know, we just need people to press play. And they see that this isn't some follow along workout. It is this immersive experience.
And I jumped over this again because of my personal experience in using Ladder. But at the core of what Ladder is,
mm-hmm, yeah,
for those who are not familiar with it, mm-hmm, I don't have Ladder today. I think I want to try Ladder tomorrow. You know, what's your pitch on that? Like, when you say, okay, here's what Ladder actually is, and
yeah,
here's why I think you're going to like it.
I'm going to answer that. Then I think we should take a step back and talk about how we got here too, because mm-hmm. there was some unique insights from the prior ladder that led to this experience that you love so much. So to answer your first question, Ladder Teams is a modern personal training experience. So you're getting structured programming delivered fresh each week. You have access to some of the best coaches in the world. You already said that and would vouch for, you know, the coaches that you know that are on the platform. And you're getting a supportive community of like-minded people. This is all delivered straight to your phone. So that's an important piece, delivered straight to your phone. This is mobile first, which we felt was important, as opposed to on-demand streaming. This is, as I said, a press and play experience where the workout delivery is purpose-built for resistance training, but we've tried to recreate as much as possible the experience of one of these great coaches being with you in your garage gym mm-hmm. or at the Equinox with you once you go back to it, or at the local park if you're working out there with two sets of dumbbells. But you're very aware of the other people, the other folks in your tribe that are part of your team that you've now either brought with you to the platform or met on the platform. And that's really exciting. And frankly, we think kind of solving for some of that magic that you used to feel at your favorite boutique fitness class. But to back up from there, I think might be mm-hmm. helpful just to give some insight into how we got here. So now we'll back up to get down to Austin, family's here, and I'm pretending to be a startup guy trying to figure out what that means. You know, I'm a bond credit trader and I'm good at raising money, but I don't know much about building consumer technology products, that's for sure. And it didn't take me long though to realize that we weren't necessarily on the right path, which was more or less about, you know, we didn't have some of the key teammates in place. And it felt like that was a function of maybe not having the right leadership either. And so that was a difficult realization, obviously, because now I'm all in and I can't tell my wife that because I'm like, all right, so I'm starting to question all of this. I'm still hugely bullish on fitness. Mind you, it's pre-COVID on digital fitness. But we need some help. Like we need some experienced folks in here and we got to get it right quickly. And that is when, Greg Stewart comes into the picture. So a guy that, is now, our CEO, Greg and I went to Notre Dame together, and we reconnected down here in Austin. So after school, I ended up in New York. He was in New York. He was Deutsche Bank investment banking. Then he was with Goldman on their TMT, on their tech team. They brought him out to SF. Once Goldman brought him out to SF, we didn't see each other for the next bunch of years. He left Goldman in 2014, and I'll save his background for when you have him on the pod at some point. But Greg left Goldman and was excited about going and being a company builder himself, and that's what he's been doing since. So Greg was here in Austin working at a company in town. And we have been having beers, a couple times, or we'd grab breakfast and I'm asking him tons of advice about, you know, telling him about Ladder and ask him, hey, what would you do in this situation? And he's telling me about his business and this team that he's put together. He's got 65 people reporting to him and they've built this beautiful brand, a company called Bungalow, within a business called Amherst Residential down here. And, long story short, we had another breakfast in August of 2019, and he basically came to me and said, hey, I'm frustrated with XYZ at my current business, and I got the dream team across product, marketing, engineering. Like, this is the team. He's just like, I want to go earlier, and I want to go take a big swing on something in consumer, and I want to bring this team, because this is the team. He's like, I've worked with a lot of teams, but like, I have my team. And I was excited hearing that because I was like, man, we could use a team. Like that sounds awesome. And so figured out how to make all that work. And we got Greg in here with his team across product marketing, engineering, finance. This was at the very end of 2019, January, February, March, we're onboarding this new team. So we're 12 employees right now, and eight of them came from this team all together, and they all solved for coming together, which was, if I wasn't already excited enough about, you know, working with the opportunity to work with Greg, This was further validation. That's always a good sign when you have people saying, hey, I'm willing to take a big pay cut and go. If so-and-so is going and so-and-so is going, I can't miss that. Like, I gotta be part of that. So that was exciting. But we're now, they look at the business and say, okay, so let's take a hard look at the business. What are we excited about? What feels hard? What is the product here? Yeah. Coming in with no biases and just saying, let's figure out what learnings we can get from where we're at. And a couple things became clear to us. Number one, the one-to-one personal training business, just it felt hard. And it felt hard because the client was really the coach. It wasn't the consumer. Because, you know, and the problem with that is even when you have a great coach, when they come to online fitness, you know, the consumer, you know, the member, they might be a priority one week, but the next week they might have 50 sessions. And so now it's a shitty experience. That was tough for us to stomach because it was like, man, you really want to, like, as a consumer, if you want to build a consumer business, you know, a really special one, you need to be able to own that experience. So that felt hard. The other thing was, we had always worked with some, call it, I hate the word, but influencer coaches, some coaches who had an audience, who had either a blog or on Instagram. Those coaches would come to online fitness and they would say, they would look at it and say, okay, if so-and-so at Gold's Gym charges $50 or $100 online a month, I'm going to charge $300, $400, right? And that's how they would get a higher, you know, ROI for their time. The problem was everyone was still only had 30 clients. And there was all this unmet demand, particularly when you looked at these amazing coaches. We're looking at this new team and basically saying, like, wow, you know, there's something about these influencer coaches who have these captivating personalities and who have the ability to market and who have this world-class programming. You know, what if we can use software and a best-in-class, you know, consumer technology product to deliver real scale around them and build communities of bigger folks where you still have some access, but it's not one-to-one. You're all opting in to train a certain way, structured programming each week. But in a way that scales, in a way that, you know, that scales the way you want it to. And so we're looking at the one-to-one business and this new business that we're calling Ladder Teams. This is March 2020, COVID hits. And we're like, wow, like, you know, all of a sudden now the one-to-one business actually, like, potentially makes a lot of sense because every trainer in the world needs this. And we hadn't built Ladder Teams yet, but credit to Greg and Randy and the rest of the team over here. You know, we all made that decision together as a team, and the team was really excited about saying, you know what, like, let's go heads down and build this. And I think, you know, looking back, we were all most excited about the community aspect of it. We thought, what if we can build community around these star coaches? You know, that's something that hasn't been done before and something that, you know, we were really excited to try and tackle. And so we did that. We built and launched Ladder Teams. Doesn't touch a single line of code to the old product. We built and launched it in 100 days. They launched on June 23rd. First new paid member came in on July 1. And we've been iterating and learning and evolving the product since. But it was, you know, it was a wild 2020 to say the least.
No doubt. From the time that you conceptualized Ladder Teams and you built this out and you touched on community, you know, and the value of the community. And now we are early 2021. So we've gone through a dynamic shift in the health and fitness business. And you've also now partnered and implemented programs with some of, again, the best trainers in the world that are out there. So something also really genuinely appeals to them, you know, as well. You know, what have you learned about, you know, the platform, the industry, where there are areas of opportunity that maybe you didn't even see at the beginning as this is taking shape? Your trainers are building audiences. People are subscribing. They can't go into gyms anymore. They are building out their home, you know, environment. The trainers even that are on your platforms are probably, I would assume, maybe even more dependent on an application like Ladder to reach people than even having the ability to train people the way they used to train people. Yeah. You know, so whether their primary income was one thing and their secondary or tertiary may have been another, like all of this has been coming together like
absolutely
at the same time with COVID being completely unexpected. Like you could not have prepared or prepped for that.
No, that there's no question. And that came into our calculus in early March when we were looking at this. We were saying, wow, like these coaches are now going to be very available and open to having conversations with you know, new companies like ourselves, you know, and looking to partner with folks like ourselves. So it, no, absolutely. That was very fortuitous how that all worked out. But it was still hard identifying the right coaches because, you know, if you were just to start with a filter, right? And I could show you the endless lists of spreadsheets and databases we have of coaches that you think might qualify as someone would be interested in. But, you know, we hate using the word influencer, but yes, we were looking at folks that already had, you know, an audience, because that told us that they were good at marketing and maybe they had built they had experience being a community builder. You know, they need to have best in class programming, but we felt like that was kind of table stakes too. Like, of course we need to nail that. They need to have aspirational and inspirational personalities. The harder stuff though, you could tell that with the personalities based on like, if a coach doesn't talk on their stories or every video is just them with their shirt off with music playing, then we're like, well, that's not going to work on our product because the product is the coach. Like this coach's personalities are such a huge part of the experience, not only during the workout, but with the engagement that's happening in the group chat and in the coach chats. But the other two pieces were harder to figure out. The other pieces were, you know, would they be great partners, right? Like we're asking them to do something hard. Like we're not just saying come do a shoot, you know, at our studio and then we're going to give you a link and you're going to market. Like this is way more work than that, you know. We were upfront about that. We'd tell them, listen, you know, we're going to ask you to, you can probably make more money for your time month one, month two, maybe even month three doing a lot of other things, but here's our vision for this business. This is how big we think it can get. And you're going to be an owner day one and have the ability to earn into more of that. And, you know, Peloton validated the space. You know, that's why they paved the way, right? They're a $56 billion company last I checked. And so now as a result, the capital markets are interested. COVID obviously accelerated that, but these talented coaches, they see that, you know. I mean, Jennifer Jacobs came from Peloton. She was there when they had 5,000 bikes and left when they had 500,000 bikes. And so, you know, what these coaches were excited about that we wanted to give them to was a platform where, you know, they were selling themselves. Like they were selling access to themselves in a way that would scale, where they could get, you know, paid commensurately for it and have the support of a team that was going to not only support them, but build, you know, products and tools to make their job easier every day. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, I mean, the coaches, that's been such a fun part of it is, you know, recruiting the coaches and then obviously getting to form relationships with all these awesome people.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to see how you guys have developed that. You know, when you mention, and I could geek out on this and I want to get to some other really like key stuff, but I could, since we could just talk the business because we're both like fascinated by it and like this is a lifestyle, you know, for all of us. You talk about Peloton, you know, creating a market space, piece of equipment, you know, it's the bike. They build a bike and then it's like, okay, yes, we have to provide ridiculous content, like in order to keep you on the bike or to get you on the bike. But a lot of the other stuff that you're seeing out there in the marketplace, Peloton, Mirror, Tonal, like these are all pieces of equipment. You know, they're big ticket investments, if you will, thousands of dollars for the equipment itself. Whereas on the Ladder app, it's all about the coach, equipment or no, like there's no barrier to entry. Meaning like without a Peloton, I could be in love with the Peloton instructor.
Yep.
She's not showing up in my living room unless I have a Peloton, you know, again, or Mirror or Tonal. You know, one of the beauties of Ladder is it's all about the coach. There's no barrier to entry. You can do these programs with or without specific equipment. Each one has their own style, their own flavor. The opportunity in that space, like I find that, again, very, very interesting. Is there, and maybe I'm jumping ahead, like is there a Ladder piece of equipment coming that will kind of be symbolic of your platform also, or do you see it remaining around the value of a coach on your phone, in your home, in your garage, or with you wherever you go?
Yeah, I mean, we're already selling equipment to our members only because we had to, though. You know, in June, if you recall, you already had, you know, you had already just had a huge supply of every kettlebell in the city of Houston in your garage. But for other folks, it was hard to get dumbbells and kettlebells. Yeah. And so we said, all right, we're going to have to, like, that's a problem. Like, we're not looking to get in the equipment business yet, but we think we want to reduce friction for folks using our product and, you know, and buying a subscription. So we had to stand up an equipment business. So yes, we think that there's absolutely opportunities over time to sell more equipment and other products to folks. You know, connected fitness, you can throw in that bucket too. But, you know, I think our view and understanding on why connected fitness, why there's so many companies in that space now, is again because private equity got really comfortable with financing that model. They understand the model of, you know, you're gonna raise a big chunk of change up front to enable you to build this piece of hardware, and selling that hardware is going to, the gross profit on that's going to allow you to spend money on ads to go and acquire these subscriptions. And so private equity got comfortable with that model. It doesn't mean it's a bad model. It worked with Peloton, so that de-risked it, and now there's a ton of competition. What we're doing is definitely harder. It's different, but you know, we would argue it's a little harder. So yes, the opportunity in equipment over time, but we, again, our product, you said, is the coaches. It is, but it's equally the teams of people that are around these coaches as a result of these coaches. Mm-hmm. You know.
Definitely. Mission of midlife male.
Yep.
Help men navigate middle age, achieve a better quality of life. Mm-hmm. The fascinating story of the business of fitness, transformation from Wall Street to ladder, the implementation of this unbelievable idea, you know, from, okay, this is the platform we are going to build. And here we are with it today. I look at it, I go right back to kind of the mission of midlife male and sitting here going, this helps men like me function better, like improve my quality of life. I didn't own any fitness equipment pre-COVID. Like, I've never been an at-home workout guy. None. Zero.
I was off there. Yeah.
No, I do have it now. I'll tell you, I have it all now. But pre-COVID, okay, I didn't own anything at home. I always separated the notion of fitness and my home life. When I get home, I want to sit on the couch. Okay. I'd like to, you know, walk my dogs, maybe. I'd like to pour myself that one Teremana tequila. Well, they didn't have Teremana at the time, but now, Rock, I'm enjoying the Teremana tequila.
You're going to have him on the pod?
I would love to have the Rock of the call. Who would not? Okay. What midlife male, the quintessential, there's one that just won the Super Bowl, okay, the other day, Tom Brady. There's The Rock. There's Mark Wahlberg. We can run a nice list of this demographic now, which, fortunately, we're seeing a lot more on the covers of these health and wellness and fitness publications. And I think that's a great demographic. Absolutely. To see these guys in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that are living their best life at this age and stage and what they're doing.
Yep.
Where I was going with this was, I'd never been a home workout guy before. We're forced into kind of now in a different situation, developing, you know, this at home. And how you introduced me to the app. I'd never used an app for fitness either. Never even thought about the idea of bringing a phone, a laptop, an iPad into like my garage or my house or anywhere before. All foreign to me. Closed mindset, which I should not have to doing any of that stuff. Group exercise guy. And you mentioned self-motivated before. So I'm just kind of setting the tone. I'm not that fucking self-motivated. Like, I can walk into my garage now with every toy that's in there and still feel lost or not motivated.
Yep.
This product, as I'm just kind of nail it here, and it's not an advertisement, has genuinely helped improve my quality of life, being able to log on to my team, start a workout, link it to my Spotify, and have somebody with me for 45 minutes to an hour at my house. That gets me through a workout I would not otherwise do.
Yep. And yeah.
That's where I really see the value. You can talk community all you want. And I love community. I think community is great.
But it's all related though, because I'm that guy who couldn't do that training day workout, you know, or, you know, one of Bobby Maximus' workouts on my own prior to this product, because, you know, I would just, you know, I might press pause. I might skip it. It's different here because you're, you know, people, when people talk about, when our members, when we survey them or go read the reviews in the app, and they talk about how they're using the product, they're opening the app 5 times a day. They're in the product on average 36 minutes a day, but they're only doing 3.5 workouts a week. The average workout's 34, 35 minutes. So there's over 100 minutes unaccounted for when we know, we know without a doubt that they're not in a workout. Right. And that means that that's when they're there consuming content from the coach. They're listening to what the coach talked. The coach is giving some tips on the workout that's about to happen that day, or maybe the workout that's happening tomorrow that someone has a question about one of the moves. They're checking in with the team, seeing what people are saying. They're seeing who already did the workout, who didn't do the workout. And that's what's driving them to say, like, we hear it all the time. Someone's like, I wasn't going to work out today. I had a hard day at work. I got home. But then I saw the wall, like, which is this selfie wall at the end of a workout. It prompts you to take a photo if you want, and they get lit up with photos. And it's so cool because it's fresh each day. And people say, I saw, you know, that everyone was getting in, and they're talking about how many burpees they got in or whatever it was at the finisher. And they're like, I had to get it in. And so that's what's really, at least for me and from all of our members that we're hearing from, like, that's what's leading to them being more accountable and driving fitness consistency.
Yeah. I think it's, look, whatever you need, yep, whatever motivates or inspires you to get it done.
Yep.
Like, I'm all for it. Whatever, again, age or stage you're at in your life, whatever motivates you, inspires you, whatever your needs are that gets you to get it done. You either weren't going to do it and now you did it. Okay. So that's a great thing. If you're picking up some nutrition tips, you know, from it also, if you're making a friend, you know, across the country,
absolutely,
you know, who's like, hey, didn't see you in here today, you know, didn't see you. Accountability, you know, is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's also a huge thing is that right in your pocket, I think, all day, anytime, 24/7, you have access to quality programming that you can do anytime you want to, okay, at an exceptional value. So yep, whether you need outside motivation and community, or whether you just need scripted, smart, effective, efficient programming,
absolutely,
you know, for yourself, and I can't get to Utah, okay, to jam with Maximus, you know, all the time, and I can't get to Austin, you know, every other day to train with Rain,
yep,
you know, that, or our, you know, Santucci's got some great stuff, you yep, know, right now too, that's right there, you know, and I still just feel like right smack, like, where I am. I wish I had more time. We talked about it. I wish I had more time for community interaction and other stuff. But what checks my box is, look, I got two kids. Okay. They're teenage boys.
Yep.
Okay. I got a wife. I got a career. I got a mortgage to deal with. We got dogs to walk. We got too much. Like, bandwidth is limited. The idea of cost effective, like, solid programming that says, I will do this. This is smart. This is efficient. This is effective. It's X number of dollars per month. I go, like, eureka, like, I don't need anything. Anything else is a bonus. Like, if I can now eat, you know, like now I have Neen's, like, little sprinkly, like, yep, NADC, like,
yep,
okay, that's really cool that I can order those. And now I have, like, his spice rubs on everything else. Like, that's a bonus, you know, in there too. Like, I get where you're going with all the community. I think it's super smart in the business model. People go for it. I wish they had more. But, like, if you don't have that, or you don't necessarily need that, or that's not your thing, like, there's absolutely a reason you should still be on ladder for your, you know, for your ability to train and get what you need to meet those goals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we think so. And you have real access to these coaches. Obviously, it's not, you know, this isn't completely personalized programming. It's not. You're doing the same workouts as the rest of the team. But when you need a modification, or if you tell Rain in the coach chat, hey, I don't know how to set up the bands, he's going to shoot you back a video showing you how to set up the bands on your kettlebell.
By the way, that's super. And I've been like, that part I've done, like, that, yeah, stuff I do look at,
yeah,
and go, how does he do that, you know, in there? Or back to accessibility and back to it being, you know, available to everybody. I'm just one guy's not listening. I hit pause. Okay. I hit pause on some of this stuff. There's no way I'm moving sometimes at the pace, okay, that they want us to go up. But you can always scale. You can always modify.
Oh, yeah.
You
absolutely
can always hit pause. And I think that's a cool thing too.
That's a great point. Same thing with equipment too. If, you know, for most of the programs, keep it pretty simple. You know, for some programs, it might be you need two sets. For same toolies program, you need two dumbbells and a jump rope. For training day, if you have two kettlebells, great, and some bands, you're all set. You know, with Santucci's program in Strong New York, this you need a couple kettlebells and you're good to go. So all the programs are different, but we're trying to make it very accessible. You don't need to go out and spend $500 or $1,000 on equipment. You know, you buy $200 worth of free weights, you're ready to rock.
Yeah, look, I think it's a totally valid point. You know, and people have asked me this, like, oh, what do you get for your gym? It's like, first of all, you don't need anything. Again, yep. we're in the Mecca right here. I'm looking outside. You guys have everything. I have now like way jumped the shark with how much. Do you need things? Not necessarily. You can train perfectly well on body weight and all kind, you know, for and be in exceptional shape. Need versus like want, okay, or want diversity or adding things. Absolutely. I've added things to my toy chest, you know, in there that are great.
And we'll add more tools over time too, right? You know, we have our finger on the pulse pretty closely of where our members are, right? We know that, you know, I think it's around, last I checked, 65 or 70% of our members are currently working out at home. So a third of them still are getting to a gym right now. As more people end up going to a gym, then the coaches will likely, you know, we'll have them incorporate more tools and more fun equipment, but in a way where it's not, you know, an obstacle for anyone else. You know, there's a future world where you can have, you know, you could maybe toggle gym and you could toggle at home, you know, to have the equipment light version.
Yeah, so that's a great point.
Those problems had all been solved before. So, you know, definitely exciting to see, you know, to see how that will evolve for us.
What do you think about the challenges that are out there? You know, as far, this is becoming, you know, a somewhat crowded space, more people, you know, more entities are springing up, you know, there's more that coaches can do or try to do on their own. The other brands, you know, trying to get involved into the space. There's definitely a big push, you know, in at home and technology, you know, the reasons you were an early adopter and gravitated towards this, you know, super early. Well, here we are now also.
Of course.
And now we got a lot of people trying to poke the bear, you know, a lot of people trying to get in there.
It's good and bad, right? The con is that it's certainly more competitive, both for coaches, for, you know, for customer acquisition is going to cost more. That said, there's also more capital available now. Again, we said before, Peloton, you know, validated the space, and COVID made it so every you know, venture capitalist has a thesis, or a lot of them do have a thesis on fitness now. So that's exciting. I think that, you know, what we're doing, like, we feel it's very different though than anyone else. Maybe because it's harder, or maybe we're the only crazy people trying to build something around community, but that's really what we're excited about. Andreessen Horowitz wrote a paper that really resonated with us called about Social Plus, and talking about how, you know, you can't say that a company is one a given vertical until the social company has been built. And, you know, we were excited to be in the fitness category, but we're, you know, even more excited about the product roadmap as it relates to really making those communication links in the app tighter. You know, when you look at our product roadmap out in Q1 and Q2, you know, most of it is actually focused on that side of the equation, and not making it so there's two products. We do not want it to be fitness and then chat or community. The two need to feel like one, which we're doing, and we feel we have done, but something we're continuing to focus on. But what that means is, really creating an experience where it is inherently better if your friends are involved, or if Greg has an incentive, not financially, we can do that. Everyone introduces financial incentives, but if it's a better experience for you because you're more accountable, or because it makes it more fun for you to have your buddies from college involved, or your friends that are back in New York who you don't get to work out with anymore. And so that's a lot of what we're doing. Features that you'll see in the near future, whether it's, you know, private DM, or private chats, really build your own team, shared interest group. There could be, you know, whether it's Whoop or 10,000 or Midlife Mail, you know, people having the ability to have this shared experience through fitness brought together by a great brand like 10,000 or Midlife Mail. And now it's agnostic of which program they're in, whether you're in.
Yep.
And so that's a big
part. That's a great point. I think it's a great idea. People do want to go. They want to be surrounded by like-minded people that they can relate to. They want advice. They want commentary. They want interaction with people that they respect. They see kind of in a similar or even aspirational, you know, manner from it. I think that's a great that's a great opportunity area too. I mean, we're seeing some of the, like, obviously, like Clubhouse, you know, right now,
of course.
And what room do you go into?
Yep.
Why do you go into that room?
Yep.
Who's in that room? What are they talking about? You know, I can see similarities kind of with Ladder in the manner, not only in which you're choosing your trainer, your team, or your program, but what community also or topic do I want to engage in?
Absolutely. You know? Yep.
Who are the people that are in there? Okay, like these people are maybe ahead of me in life, yeah, you know, in a certain way. So,
and it starts with the, you know, it was important that we initially kept it simple for a number of reasons, because we were still, you know, we shipped the product quickly and wanted to, you know, to watch and learn and then figure out what to build based on what the coaches are saying and what we're hearing from the members, what we're observing. But when you look at it, you know, right now on Ladder, your community is tied to your team, which was never going to be the plan long term. We're excited to now tear down some of those walls, where now you're aware of, you know, whether it's your friend or someone you haven't met yet, or, you know, someone of the opposite sex that's in a different program who you have things in common with. You shouldn't have to be in the same program, but it's, and that's going to make this, we believe there's real network effects across the coaches. I'll give you an example, with Lauren Kansky's program, Body and Bell, which is our biggest program. If you or I went out on the turf right now and did that workout, we'd have a killer workout. You'd be like, man, that is unbelievable. I need to go check out more Body and Bell workouts. But then if you were to go into the chat, right, with 350, 400 women in there, you're gonna see that, you're gonna be like, oh man, I feel like I'm in the women's locker room right now. Like I shouldn't be in this room. Meanwhile, you had a killer workout, and that's not to say there isn't, like, you know, men and women are free to be in any of the programs. But now though, when you have community outside of just team, you know, you'll be able to find your tribe, but mm-hmm. still work with the coach that's right for you, which might be Lauren. You might love that style of training, and she's an unbelievable coach who probably trains more men than she does women in real life. You know?
Yeah. It's another interesting point. And so, like, for example, when I owned Row, the indoor rowing studio, I was like, okay, you know, it was heavily, obviously centered around rowing. How many days in a row, you know, maybe do you want to row, or even have the perception that every workout is going to be around rowing? So the thought process also became around, would we also rather have a client, like, let's say row is your primary workout. You know, for some of our clients, it was their primary, for some it was their secondary, you know, so on and so forth. Ideally, if we wanted a client, we would rather have a client that came once a week or twice a week and stayed with us for several years, as opposed to somebody that comes in for 30 days for $30, comes in every day, and then never comes back. Or somebody that comes in multiple days for a while and then realizes, I just never want to row ever again, you know? So it's almost like, again, who do you partner with in a way? How open-minded are you even telling your clients, listen, you should go here, come row here, and then go over here maybe for this or do that. And I see, again, some similarities even with Ladder applications. When I scroll through the Explore teams and I look at all of them, and you go, okay, maybe I do have my primary team, my primary trainer. But if I want to do a little bit more running or something like that, maybe I'm flipping over to Sam, you know, over there. Or maybe there's something that, you know, somebody that's heavily, you know, leaning towards, again, active recovery or mobility or other things. And that kind of introduction, we all go by credible recommendation too, you know, word of mouth, referral. Totally. And you're just like, oh, Tom told me to go over here, you know? So
yeah. And in order to do, we need to enable more discovery in order for that to happen too. Cause a lot of folks on a given team, you know, they're having a blast, so we don't want to disrupt them. But you know, maybe they would love to check out, you know, a running program in the spring. So yeah, that'll all come in a future world.
I just think the future, like there's so many, again, there's always like, there's so many great ways to go. And again, there's so much opportunity and there's so much excitement, especially when you're so connected and passionate about the subject and about the product. And you want to put things there that also, like, you guys have done a great job, I think, about really remaining focused also on the product and the community, you know, and how to deliver a quality of, I don't know how this does that, but like mine doesn't skip, you know, like it's timed like really well. Like there's a lot of like really slick production, you know, in this that's
it's because this team is really solid. And I got to stop saying that this team, because it's just like we brought in this cohesive unit, and obviously, you know, we're all one team now, but it truly is, you know, amazing what's possible with a small number of engineers, but who are really talented and who are all, you know, working together, you know, as one. So yeah, it is slick. Thank you for saying that.
No, it's certainly slick in that area, and I really like it. You know, from the effectiveness in there to get me through
it needs to be, though, because, you know, when I know that when we were talking about deadlines and Greg's going through, you know, what the MVP is going to look like. And mind you, we were trying to build and launch this thing in 90 days, and we ended up doing it in 100 days, super fast. That's from first line of code until launching this thing in the iOS store. And, you know, when you look at it, we said, listen, it has to feel as premium as Peloton day one, or we're dead. That's just table stakes. And then we have to then build the business and understand the product. And I think we got pretty close to that, where, you know, you press play and your music's all synced up and it ducks when your coach is talking. And so I'm glad you're saying that, but you're going to see it, you know, you're going to see it get a lot better even in the, we get some big releases coming in the next couple months here.
What are the trends that you see, if you can call them trends or outlook, things that you see coming down the pipe for health, wellness, you know, and fitness? Is it, you know, and where I'm going with this a little bit, like, is it recovery? You know, is it higher intensity? Is it lesser intensity? Do we think people go back to, you know, every year they kind of, I put your speculator hat on, you know, there.
Yeah. I think more making it more simple, right? It just feels like, you know, CrossFit's an unbelievable workout. And now after, you know, people having done it for 10 years are realizing, you know, man, CrossFit is hard on the body, you know, like you don't need to work out that hard. You know, Bobby, Jennifer, they both always say, you know, it doesn't have to be a super long workout. Like, just making fitness and health and wellness more accessible seems like a huge theme right now. And that's what we're trying to do as well. You know, this is something, as you said, it's like you got an unbelievable coach like Kenny Santucci in your pocket anywhere you go for as little as $39 a month, and you don't even need much equipment. I think that recovery is definitely a huge piece, right? Like, we're excited to work with brands like Whoop and Hyper Ice. You know, we're speaking with both of them about some pretty cool things. And, you know, anyone who's working out, you know, as much as you are and I am, you know, you're being mindful about how much rest you're getting and what you're putting into your body. So I think recovery for sure is a big one.
I do too. You know, I think that's always kind of, you know, one of the questions, okay, how many days can you get somebody in to see you, you know,
totally
using what you've got, staying involved in the community, all of those things. And again, at 48, you know, whatever age you are, but I'm 48 right now. I cannot redline every day.
Yep.
I cannot go into a high intensity interval class, you know, 3-4 days a week, you know, that's in there. I don't want that to put me outside, you know, of my group, or not have me see my friends, you know, or not have me in, utilize even my trainer, you know, or like, again, we're all part of something, you know.
Absolutely.
If I don't see my trainer, okay, because I'm physically unable to perform because like Monday was too hard, like, anything, like, I want to pay him also. Like, he has to earn a living, you know, too. Like, okay. So there's sustainability, there's longevity, there's active recovery, there's mobility. Do you guys get involved in nutrition at all? Like, do you see like where that plays a big part?
Yeah, we, a couple of our programs, three in particular within the last month or four now, have been incorporating nutrition into their program, where rather than an upsell where it's not any additional money, if you're on a 6-month membership. So we have three pricing plans. It's $59 if you're paying monthly. It's then it's $49 prepaid quarterly, or $39 prepaid semi-annually. And half of our members are on the 6-month plan, which is exciting because people plan on sticking around for a long time. But we're now introducing, you know, nutrition into some of the programs and really learning at this point and really trying to understand, you know, how it interacts with our product. But it's a natural evolution because the coaches are getting the question all the time. If people come to change their body or they want to feel better, you know, nutrition's obviously, you know, a huge, you know, huge part of that equation, if not the majority.
I think it
of
comes
it.
Also, you know, as one of the sayings goes, like, you can't out-train a bad diet.
Yep.
You know,
there absolutely.
Too. And I don't even like the word diet, kind of like you don't like the word influencer. I really don't like the word diet. Okay.
Yep.
Like lifestyle or nutrition or how you actually eat. But I also think now people's buying habits have changed, you know, tremendously through COVID, and with technology also, consumer products, goods, direct to consumer, just
yep.
being able to even, you know, utilize an app like Ladder to train. We're also utilizing apps and technology to buy whatever product we need and have it at our house, you know, the next day or sometimes even the very same day, you know? So yeah, the way we're choosing trainers and having access to them and programs to them, the same way that we could utilize a recommendation on something to eat, something to drink, something to supplement with, and without ever again leaving my garage and ordering it from my garage gym at the end of a workout, saying, okay, this is going to help get me back, going to make me better, you know, and get me to do this the next day.
Absolutely. And there's, from a business standpoint, there's an opportunity there as well in that, you know, we're not trying to have, you know, we're very protective of the consumer experience. That said, and this is going to tie back to a product marketplace, which we already have because we currently already sell 10,000 swag, 10,000 ladder branded swag, and we sell equipment. But people are asking every day, hey, coach, what supplement should I take? Hey, coach, I'm running a lot. What shoes should I buy? Sam Tooley in the fall, as he had at least 1 to 2 track workouts a week, people are saying, hey, I'm running a ton. I want to invest in some shoes. He's just dropping a link into Hoka One. He doesn't even work with Hoka One. And we're like, man, I think he sold 50 pairs of shoes. You know, same Neen selling spices. And people are doing it just because they become a super influencer in the product. They want to support Neen. Yep. And they're like, hey, I want to buy your spices. Next thing you know, people are just like screenshotting that, sending it to the coach, just being like, you know, I'm supporting you, coach. But that's exciting because when there are products like, you know, like 10,000 or like a Hyper Ice, where if our coaches already work with 10,000 or they already believe in, you know, percussion therapy and they're already using tools that Hyper Ice has, or, you know, same thing with any, there's a long list of these brands. If they're already passionate about them and their members are legit saying, you know, what do I do for, you know, for recovery, or, you know, how do you think about supplementation? Mm-hmm. They're going to answer the question anyways. And most of these coaches already have promo codes, and we can do things over time to reduce friction even further and really enable them to, you know, experience these great products where there is true alignment, and that where our customers, our members are going to see value in, you know, discovering these products through the coach.
Yep. And the key to all of it is, you know, back to the authenticity, back to the credibility, back to the transparency, you know, on all of it.
Yep.
That, and through trial and error, through their own experiences, and they're finding things that work again for them, things that they use, things that they wear, things that, and naturally, again, everything is referral. People ask who they trust, you know, overall. And, you know, that's when it really works well. Okay. Like,
totally.
I see them in it. I see them using it. I see them training with it. I see them eating it, you know, overall. And that gets to your point of community. It's one thing just to go along and watch the workout. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to also see how these individuals live, see how they eat, see how they, you know, recover.
Totally.
You know, see what they're wearing, what they're using.
Yeah.
Because, like, it just cuts to the chase too. Like, again, I don't have that kind of time sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, if you can tell me what's going to work for me because you've done all the hacking, you know, like you've done all the trial and error, and you can say between A, B, and C, here's why I like B.
Absolutely. Okay?
Overall. Nothing wrong with A or C necessarily. Here's why. But out of these three in this category, this is why I like B. Give them a shot. Pick this one. Go right here.
Yep.
Like, that's efficient again. That's got real value to it.
No, absolutely. You know, and folks, you know, we were, when we looked at, again, like getting back to when we looked at, you know, the product that we wanted to build and something we were excited about, it was more than just community too. It was more looking at, you know, does the, you know, we basically said there's a million solutions out there. Are they working? Right. And you can look at all the stats, and we know that, you know, the $100 billion spent a year by Americans on fitness in the United States. We know that people are, you know, joining gyms in January, 80 million people are making New Year's resolutions to get, you know, to get more fit and exercise more, but most of them drop off, you know, within a few months. So we're like, you know, the world doesn't need another fitness app, like, but like, let's talk about this. Like, where are people spending their time? And when, and that's kind of how we got to what we built with Ladder Teams. It was like, well, they're spending their time on their phone. So that's what led us to, we can't be on a bike. We have to be on people's phones. And we said, they're spending their time on Instagram and on Facebook and on YouTube and playing Fortnite. And we said, what is it about social media products? And what is it about Fortnite and the gaming industry that is so addicting? And we said, that's what we want to build. Like, what if we could take all of these habits that we already have and point them at fitness and solve for fitness addiction, which, you know, is a fancy way of saying fitness outcomes, But that's why, you know, all of these things, those are the community and these, you know, inspirational, aspirational coaches. These are all parts of, you know, these other products that people were already spending their time. We're just trying to get them to spend a little bit less time on Instagram and talk with other like-minded people over here who are trying to be healthier and who are trying to work out more. And what's so exciting about that and validation for us that it's working is that, you know, Peloton would say that they have community. We would argue, and I think most would argue, that Peloton's a media company. They're a $60 billion media company, so they, you know, they won. Like they're killing it, not putting down Peloton, unbelievable product. But they have a media company has an audience, right? And so you might have a relationship with their brand. Maybe you have a relationship with their coaches, meaning you follow them on Instagram, but that's where it ends. You don't have access to them. We believe community, real community, is when you can create relationships among your members, people who didn't otherwise know each other before your product, who are now just, you know, meeting other like-minded mm-hmm. people. And when you go into the group chats, what you'll see is, you know, whatever group you're in, they ain't tagging the coach. Sometimes they are, they have questions for the coach. They're tagging each other. They're all engaging with each other and saying, what'd you think about that? Oh my God, that was killer. They're like, I can't believe that. I can't wait for tomorrow. Did you look at that? Like,
There's definitely that aspect, and there's the aspect of it as it relates to, you found this in the gym before, which was particularly in group exercise classes that were there, that over time, people naturally kind of huddled up, you know, or gravitated towards one another, whether they were a little bit more competitive, let's say, than other people in the class, or they were at a similar level, or there was a little bit of, I need to catch that guy, you know, or whatever is going on. And you know, you can start to see that, you know, through these chats and through these community workouts. I even see it in the garage. Look, you invite two or three guys over. Okay. Something's going to, it's the dynamic is going to change. You know,
of course.
The one day that I go to the gym during the week, you know, when I go into Congo, something's good. It's the level is, the ears perk up. The level is up and people gravitate towards that. Okay. I got quick questions for you now. Okay. First, what is your favorite movement?
My favorite movement. I would say it's gonna be a kettlebell movement for sure. Only because I had never used kettlebells before ladder teams. You know, I had spent more time with barbells, but between Raina Neen's program and Lauren Kansky's program and Kenny's, I now feel comfortable swinging a kettlebell or doing a clean with it. So it's absolutely going to involve a kettlebell. I might even throw a band on it just because it just feels fun when Rain gets you just hooking up a band to a kettlebell. And so that would probably be my favorite movement.
What's the movement you skip past that you don't tell anybody?
Oh,
you
skip past? I mean, I skipped the assault bike today on one of the training day workouts. It was, I supplemented it with, what did I do? I modified it in some way, but I was not ready for the sprints. I had a call shortly after that, and I was like, I'm not going to have time to come down for this. They had like a killer Metcon at the end, so the assault bike. I'm just being honest here.
Paleo, keto, vegan, you any of these? What's your nutrition like?
Oh my God, if my wife listens to this,
she's going to have... Fasting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like... Greg and my wife and anyone else that's spending a lot of time would always say that whoever, like our latest coach that we just brought on, like I adopt like whatever it is. I'm like, I figured it out. Like, you know, I'm like, oh man, like Bobby's a meatitarian. I'm gonna give it that shot. No, I'm joking. I try and just keep it pretty balanced. I'm definitely become a lot more aware of my nutrition. I actually been wearing a Levels. You know that company? It's a continuous glucose monitor.
Okay.
They would be a cool company to talk to on the pod at some point. But it's a continuous glucose monitor, which giving you real time data on your, you know, on your blood sugar, which we were, I know someone who works over there, and one of the folks over there, and we were, you know, talking about each other's businesses and maybe ways to collaborate down the road. So that was really cool because for me, it was able to see, you know, the impact of, you know, what I was eating and how my body responds to it. I don't follow anything super strict.
Okay. You're wearing it right now. So this may be the answer, but okay. Aura, Whoop, Levels gives you something different, right? Apple Watch on? What's your preference?
The Whoop. I like my Apple Watch because I do like to, even after a bladder workout, sometimes I'll go for like a quick like 1 mile jog or something just to clear the head, like no headphones. The Whoop, though, I never don't have on. I'd say that's my favorite product of them all.
You can link Spotify to your ladder app.
Yep.
What's your playlist?
You know, I'm always just listening to the coaches' playlists. So a lot of the coaches will drop playlists into the chats. And so I just like them all, which is effectively saving it on Spotify. So I'll listen to what's cool. And in training day, a lot of the members have been they've been crowdsourcing it. So the members have been putting together playlists. They're listening to everything from rap to country. Jennifer Jacobs has some killer playlists that are all 80s based. So honestly, that's where most of my music discovery has been, is the coach's playlist.
Supplements, pre-workout, post-workout. You take anything? You have favorites? What's in your regimen?
Yeah, no, I keep it pretty simple. Really just making sure I'm getting enough protein. So I will, I will have a protein shake, a handful of times a week. But away from that, I'm not regularly using supplements.
Recovery, ice bath, sauna, foam roll. We talked HyperIce products.
We got the full HyperIce stand right there with every one of their tools. So I've been using those tools and love their products. I would say sauna as well. I have a friend in town who owns a few Perspire locations, where it's, infrared sauna. Mm-hmm. So I'll definitely go in there and, listen to a podcast or just be able to think. I love doing that. At least once a week. I wish I had more time for it. And then cold plunge. I wish we've talked about putting one out back here. But we haven't.
And you will. Okay. Podcast. What's on your list? What do you listen to?
Oh man, I listen to a lot of startup podcasts. Naturally, just trying to understand how other people are thinking about their businesses. I still listen to my number one podcast is probably Invest Like the Best, which is a friend of mine. It's a big startup tech finance podcast. And a good friend of mine. I've actually been a guest on that podcast, and I think that Greg and I will probably be on that one again in the near future. Always listening to your podcast and Fit Insider are probably my two staples each week that are fitness, health, and wellness related. And then I have the whole fire hose of other ones that I'll just pick and choose based on the guest.
They do a great job at Fit Insider. They do. Also, I think Anthony and those guys do a great job. I actually was just got their email before we started recording this about age.
Yes. I didn't even open it yet. I saw
okay.
that.
Okay. And I was like, okay, now we're talking about different categories and who might be getting ignored and where the opportunity is. Those guys are spot on, I think, in their assessments. Yeah. They put out some really, really good content. What are you reading?
Oh, man. I'm boring on that front still, too. It's always startup and tech related still, which shows you that I haven't, back to the beginning of my story, when I stopped reading about finance, I guess that was when I knew something was up, but I'm terrible. Like I can't read, I try to just get into a nonfiction book once in a while or read something historical, but I'm pretty much always reading about something startup related. Elon Musk book. I just finished. I always got something different on there.
LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Which one's your platform?
Instagram, because that's where all of our coaches are, and that's where that's where a lot of our acquisition still is, at this moment. So Instagram, I would say.
Okay, which team are you on?
Oh man, yeah, this is the only part we'd have to edit out. We'll have to do like 8 versions of this, and I'll send it to each of them. I'm pretty regular with I'm doing Project Alpha once or twice a week, training a day a couple days a week. I'll do either a Body and Bell or a Strong New York with Kenny Santucci. And I've been doing some Maximus workouts. I'm kind of all over the place. Undrafted's great, but I'm like not coordinated enough. They do a lot of agility, and it's Victor Cruz and Eric Rakowski. So that's a really cool program. But I would say Project Alpha and Training Day, if I'm just being completely honest, have been kind of my two staples. And I think it's important too that people get into a routine. I could easily get back into one of the other ones more regularly, but those are my
two. Well, you get a pass to bounce around a little bit.
But yeah, I get an excuse to bounce around.
Yes, which is awesome. Tom, thank you so much for being on the Midlife Male podcast today. I really appreciate it. For people that need to find find Ladder.
Yep.
Use promo code MLM15 when they get there. How do they do it?
Yeah. So two places, joinladder.com, and you can check out all the different programs there, or just go to the iOS App Store, Ladder Teams. You can't miss it. And when you get into the product, we don't ask you for a credit card. It's completely free 7-day trial, which is important because our whole view was like, listen, let's bet on the product here. Like let's get people in there. And more than half of folks that press play once convert to becoming a paying member. And that's because I think that's when they see like, oh wow, this is different. Like this is pretty cool. So would encourage everyone listening to definitely check it out. There's a program for you. Currently 9 different programs to choose from, all amazing coaches. And we'll definitely have some more programs for you launching soon.
Awesome. Tom Deegan, president, co-founder at Ladder. Guys, check this out. Okay. Like pretty much everything I talk about on the show, I am a consumer first. You know, I'm a user first. Put this stuff to the test. If I like something, I'm going to tell you about it. If I don't like something, I am not going to say anything at all. We got plenty of negative people out there. I am just not going to go down that rabbit hole. This is something I really believe in, something I am using every day. For all purposes that we talked about, high intensity workouts, active recovery, mobility, it's working there. And you know, I enjoy taking this trip out here to meet with you and talk about this because it's something I think can really help men live better, perform better, train better. So check it out. Use promo code MLM15. They were cool enough to give me that promo code. Again, you can sign up for 7 days for absolutely nothing without putting your credit card in or doing anything. So you have nothing to lose. Put the headphones in. You will not hear your kids. You will not hear your wife. You will not hear your dogs, although I always hear my dogs anyway. But give it a shot. Report back to me. If you guys like what you hear on the Midlife Male podcast, please leave us that review, okay? Give us that 5-star rating. This stuff really means a lot. I will screenshot those. I will post those. I will put that out there. Keep the Midlife Male movement growing. Tom Deegan, thanks again. Ladder, check it out.
Thanks.